obviously had a few phone calls to make to a few people. Probably the hardest couple of conversations was to a couple of my teammates. It's starting to get a bit emotional even talking about it now. I mean, I've been there for 11 years. It's been my family for the last 11 years, and I'll be forever grateful for the Carlton Footy Club to give me the opportunity and what I've wanted to do, and that's to play footy at the highest level, and it's going to be sad to say the least.
He's done it very well too, Bryce Gibbs, at the Blues, the Navy Blues, and the Navy Blue Jumper. He did a great job, but he will continue his career at the Adelaide Crows. Nice to hear Johnny Ruff just give Bryce some affirmation there when he's a bit emotional. Yeah, in the background, that was good.
What was it like a John, not John Howard, Malcolm Turnbull's?
Yeah, not quite Malcolm Turnbull one, but it's just a, consoling, And when Bryce was getting a bit emotional, I'm sure Stephen Silvani was emotional at times through the trade period for many and varied reasons. He was the man who was in charge of improving the list of the Carlton Football Club, and I reckon he's done a pretty good job. He joined us on the Breakfast Club. Morning, Soss.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you on. I reckon you walk away from yesterday at 2:30 or so, or whenever it is you walk down to the offices finally at Etihad, pretty pleased with your couple of weeks' work.
Oh, look, we understand that you know, the trade period's always a difficult time for clubs and players involved. But look, having gone through the last sort of 10 days, I think we've put ourselves in a good position to attack the draft. We have 3, 10 and 30 in our whole thing, our list management scenario and list build was to actually go to 3 drafts, and we've been able to do that now, putting ourselves in a good position with having 3 picks inside 30.
Soss, you have an absolute eye on the future with your role. Obviously, you want as many young players in as possible. How hard is it, though, to have the conversation with the coach about Bryce Gibbs and about the fact of, you know, we're in the industry of winning now, but with obviously Gibbs going out, that makes things a little bit more difficult?
Oh, look, we've obviously got a list management group that a number of things are discussed throughout the year, and really going into this trade period, we still thought that Bryce was going to be a Carlton player. But having said that, you know, if he was to leave, there was a deal that had to be done, and it had to be beneficial to the Carlton Football Club. So from a coach's point of view, they never like losing good players. But I think when we all sat down and looked at the deal, we knew it was actually going to help our long-term future of the club and our list build to have sustained success. So look, we're obviously happy for Bryce to get home to his hometown and to his family. But having said that, in return, we got 2 really good picks that's really going to help the future of the Carlton Football Club.
So it's publicly, Adelaide, we're adamant, you know, day one of trade week, no Bryce Gibbs. When did you knew they'd come to you at some point? When did that happen, and what did you think when they initially touched base?
Look, probably on a week ago, probably Friday, actually right on a week ago, his management group contacted me and suggested that both Justin Reid and myself get together and just have a bit of a chat. And look, we had a chat then, but nothing really came of it. Obviously, they had a bit of interest, but it wasn't really probably until probably 48 hours ago when things started to escalate. And then obviously Bryce, we went around to Bryce's house, both Brendan and myself, and he let us know that ideally he'd like to get back to South Australia. So from that point on, that's when things, I guess, escalated, and we were able to get a deal done.
That was the one going out. You got 3 guys coming in. Matthew Lobie's a depth position player for you in the ruck area. You only got a couple of those on the list already, so that's a good selection, I reckon. And then Matt Kennedy and Darcy Lang. I couldn't believe the price you got Darcy Lang for, Soss. Were you expecting to pay more for him?
Look, we were trying to get a pick further in for Geelong. Look, we obviously rated his footy ability, and we tried to work hard to get something closer in. But look, fortunately for Darcy and also for us, and Geelong were willing to get the deal done, which probably helped him get the Gary Ablett deal done as well. So we're delighted to have Darcy at our footy club.
Is that what happens a lot in these? And this is why we get frustrated as fans, that it takes till the last day because all the clubs are waiting for other dominoes to fall before they can see what actually they've got to give or they need to cough up to get somebody else?
Yeah, look, I mean, clubs obviously request certain picks or players and clubs go away and try and get something done, but sometimes you can't get the pick the actual player wants. So, and it, once... once the deadline starts coming forward, I guess there's a compromise that sort of comes into play, and to try and get a deal done, you either get a player that you're either paying for a little bit more or a little bit less. So, but that's a club decision that needs to be made.
You did a lot of deals yesterday, whether it was getting players in or out or swapping picks. How long has this been for you? How long is it? I think a lot of people think, oh, clubs just fly by the seat of their pants and do it over a couple of weeks. But how long has it taken for you to think, well, this is my strategy and this is what I want to do for Carlton?
Look, to be perfectly honest, Rama, we weren't really going into this draft to get more picks. We were happy with our picks where they lied. But having said that, once Bryce decided he wanted to go, we knew that picks were going to come through the door. So, and before he actually decided to leave, you know, we obviously had interest in Darcy Lang and also Matty Kennedy. So our focus was trying to get a trade to be able to get those boys in. But in the last sort of 48 hours, once we knew we were getting a few more picks through the door, we wanted to be able to attack this draft and also assure our future up with next year's draft as well. So next year's we've obviously got our first round pick and 2 second rounds now, which puts us in a good position for next year also.
Can I ask you what happened on Wednesday night with the mistake or the miscommunication in the Gibbs deal? What exactly went down there? Why was there a bit of a blunder there?
Yeah, we obviously thought we had a deal. On the Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday morning or Wednesday midday something, and when the paperwork looked like it was going to go through, there was obviously a misunderstanding. But having said that, both clubs were good enough to get back together and nut a deal out, which we did on that Wednesday evening.
When you say misunderstanding on the paperwork, what exactly was that, Sue?
Just a couple of slider picks.
Right, slider picks, okay. So round four to round three and all that sort of stuff. Which we get confused about.
Yeah.
Now, Sauce, pick three. Our understanding is there's 5 Jet midfielders. That's how you're looking at it?
Oh, look, we've certainly got a number of midfielders in that mix. We've sort of got a couple of sort of forwards in that mix as well. So really, for us, our focus probably in the last sort of 2 weeks was our list management and what position or who we can get through the door. But now we've pretty much got 4 weeks to the draft, so we'll go back and look at our vision and really decide who the best players are. I think, you know, with those early picks, generally we're of the agreement that, you know, we really need to just bring the best players through the door. I see trading as bringing the players you require through the door, but the draft period is the national draft is about bringing the best players through the door.
And I'm sure Blues fans are very, very keen to see what unfolds there as well. 3-10, as you said, chucking 30 as well in the national draft after a big trade period. I think you've done a hell of a job. So well done to you and your team, Sauce. I think you're one of the big winners, certainly on the surface from the AFL trade period. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Steve Silvani, the list manager there at the Blues. Kennedy, Lang and Lobie are now bound by Blue, so you should join as a member today ahead of the 2018 season. Membership packages are now on sale via the website, carltonfc.com.au.
Lang the steal of the draft? I mean, the trading period, Rammer? As in a...
Yeah, like I said earlier, they've wanted him for 12 months. So.
For 58?
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Good price.